Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was fascinating because Ron Funch is so funny. Because we have to do them over Zoom, there's a little more tech to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like we have to do a hand clap. He's got to record it locally.
Right.
And he's like, and at one point before we're taping, he goes, "This is so much prep for something I haven't prepared for at all." And I said, "Yeah, but you're just going to be talking about things you love."
Right,
so
he's the guest. He doesn't have to prepare. He's not producing the show.
He just has to love on stuff.
Right.
And nobody's better at it than Ron Funch.
Oh, yeah?
Bringing some love.
What did he love on?
Well, he loved on wrestling.
Wrestling.
He also talked about being disappointed in wrestling.
Well, I think that goes part and parcel with things you love, right?
It's true. Sometimes you, because once you peel off a layer, you're like, it turns out they don't like X and Y. And in his case, it's black people. In my case, it's, you know, well, what is it in my case? Fuck it.
Well, we're not talking about your case. We're talking about his case.
Exactly. And so
wrestling, that's true. I don't, you know, now that I think about it, I don't know.
Enough about it.
Enough about it to, but I also can't think of any black wrestlers.
There are, and they're always either thugs, he said.
Mm.
Like, there was the crime team.
Ugh.
Seriously? Yes, yes, and forever. And then there was another guy who was...
The insane lesbians.
They were, yes, that's another trope that we were just watching on television last night.
Right,
but it's murderous, insane lesbians, or the criminal that is black.
Right.
And...
Boo on them.
Right, and then we talked... Sort of wrestling in general. He showed me some of his action figures.
Mm-hmm.
I asked
Oh, nice.
If they were articulated.
Uh-huh.
And he said the new ones are.
Good.
Very good articulation on the new ones.
Yep.
The old ones, it was just just pound, pound.
That's right. Just the arms.
Just the arms.
Maybe the leg.
Maybe a leg.
Yep.
And then that led us into video games. And he talked about Call of Duty and Animal Crossing.
Right.
And mostly. And yeah, no, almost exclusively. And I asked him about...
Did he feel the call of his Animal Crossing duty?
He didn't. He said that Call of Duty was for rage and Animal Crossing was for despair. And I was like, oh, Christ, you are correct. And yeah. But Animal Crossing, he loved it. And there's so many neat things happening with Animal Crossing right now. And he plays over the... Over the web.
Yeah.
Over the interweb.
Over the new intertubes.
Oh, Grammication. Yes, he plays over the phone line with other people of Call of Duty.
Does he have a modem?
He has a modem. And I said, well, are you playing that on the PS4? And he said, I can play it on anything. I have all of the systems.
All of them.
He has a young man. He has a son.
Right.
And he's always been into video games.
Yeah.
So...
His son is now of an age where they can play together.
I think they're like, he's like 17 or 18 now.
Yeah,
I once played laser tag with the two of them.
Uh-huh.
And they murdered me over, over, over again. I was consistently being moided by the Funches duo. And but he is a delight. He's also on a show that I might download and watch. It's a very cussy version of a Harley Quinn DC cartoon.
Oh.
An adult cartoon. And he plays King Shark.
All right.
Who is, I guess, sort of a low level.
He's a shark guy.
And he bites off the head in a trailer. So he's I got to watch that.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great episode. He's a wonderfully hilarious dude.
Sounds great.